everyone. Welcome back to Quora Tattoos and Rosé. I guess it's not a Thirsty Thursday, but it's not technically after dark because it's going to be a bonus for everyone. I should have thought this through. You know what? We're going to call it Thirsty Dark. No. After Thursday. No, because it's dropping on Thursday. Bonus episode.
There we go.
There we go. I got there. Where we go through and discuss whatever, truly whatever we want, since it's a bonus episode, with Madison and me, Blake. Ha! Madison, God lover, is in Ohio. You're in my thoughts and prayers, girl. Sending good vibes. She's with her family. To be clear, everything's fine. It's just, it's Ohio. I realized people are going to be like, oh my God, no, she's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine. Everything's fine. It's Ohio. So I feel the need to be like, oof.
Uh-huh.
She'll get Raising Cane's. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's chicken. I'm the weird one from Ohio. Making sure Ian can't hear me. I don't understand the hype, but teach their own. So, but anyways, you've heard her giggles as she's like, oh my God, I forgot how weird Blake is. I am joined by the one, the only, the gorgeous, and I mean literally gorgeous. She chopped into the studio and I was like, fuck me, I look like a gremlin and she's gorgeous. Jack. Otherwise known as J.A. George. Woo, woo.
Oh, my God, I love you. To be clear, I'm in the middle of my workday. This is why. Otherwise, I would be a little chaos gremlin at the moment.
Don't let her lie to you guys. She's literally always gorgeous. She's being, real humble right now.
I love you.
I speak the truth, okay? Sorry. So you guys know, God, I cannot believe we're already here. It seems like literally just like last month we talked about Gothic Grove. Now, debut novel.
Yes.
I literally, guys, I have like one of the gorgeous, I should have grabbed my special edition as the prop. What's wrong with me? Where did I put it? Oh, I put it on my shelf out there because it's got the cool sprayed with the drip.
Love it. I'm a whore for sprayed edges.
You put sprayed edges and I most likely will buy it. We'll get to something later today. I'm not buying, but anyways, most of the time sprayed edges and I are fantastic. Now, look, you guys like witches? You guys like vampires? You guys like mates? You guys like revenge? You guys like spice? Boy, do I have a book for you.
All the things.
Literally, I think I'm trying to say without, spoilery things. So many times in Gothic Grove when I was reading where I was like, yeah, get it, girl, fuck them up. And then I was like, ooh, get him, girl, fuck them up. There were two very distinct fuck them ups that I kept saying. And I was like, okay. So for anyone who's listening that hasn't read Gothic Grove yet, give us your what I sound like a corporate person, your, what do they call it, the elevator pitch or whatever, though.
When I did this with Mads, I was so bad at it because I'm so bad at explaining, also I'm terrible, I will try to be really good with spoilers because I'm terrible with spoilers. I'm known for it. Okay, so Gothic Grove is, first and foremost, dark paranormal. If you don't like dark paranormal, I wouldn't go there. But if you love dark paranormal, do it. So, as you said, witches, vampires, fated mates. And so the first book follows Kieran and Astraea. Astraea is a witch. Kieran's a vampire. My Viking vampire, who I just love.
The fan art. I remember when you first sent the one, and the first time I saw his hair. God, when she says Viking vampire, she means Viking vampire.
I'm really excited for some future artwork that I have in my brain for book three with Kieran and Astraea. I'm real excited for that one. I don't have enough Kieran and Astraea artwork. Anyways, So follows those two. Astraea, basically, you meet her. She's not in the greatest of spaces. She doesn't have any access to her magic. And so the first chunk of the book is really figuring out, how do I get access to my magic? You find out that she ran from Kieran and our sweet, sweet shadow baby. and you kind of go through, don't know. I'm so terrible at explaining the book. A whole epic journey of her reconnecting with her mate and actually like completing the mate bond, finding her own power, and turning into an all around just badass, and is like,
widget,
I'm gonna fucking flip tables. Like, I'm done with this. And yeah, that's
my angry vengeance love and heart. Guys, the revenge. It just soothes my soul, you know? Is that a problem? Probably, but that's okay.
I mean, you can tell in the books where I'm really like, fuck the patriarchy, and you can tell when I'm like real fucking angry and I'm like, we need some revenge here. Especially with one character who I don't think it's a spoiler because I feel like if you were on my Instagram, you know that she's involved. But my character, Callan, is very unhinged and, yeah, very fuck the patriarchy.
Fucking love it. Fucking love it. Guys, I don't know how else to explain it other than, like, if I didn't know Jack and somebody gave me Gothic Grove, first off, I would never in my wildest dreams be like, oh, that's somebody's debut novel. Like, that's a debut novel. No way. No way. First off, just the writing, the message, the theme, like, the character growth. Chef's kiss.
Thank you so much.
Again, speaking the truth. Speaking the truth. Not to mention, and then also, like, I'm just surrounded by badasses because then the formatting and the covers and everything like that,
yes.
I can't.
I think I cried crazy. The first time Matt showed it to me. I was like, ugh.
Honestly, fair. Mm-hmm. And then the special edition from Little Wicket Book Box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, where? Oh no.
I have mine right here.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was looking for the candle. The box came with a candle. That shit is like crack to me. That shit is like crack.
My very, my not safe for work, here in Australia. I have the candle right next to it.
Ooh. I mean, you burn it, it's hot. You know, I'm just saying. Wait, is that one of the artworks that was, in your house when the guys were in there? When the workers were in there?
Yes.
Wait, tell this story because it's so funny to me.
So we had our floors replaced, unfortunately enough, the weekend that I had to approve all the edits for book two. So like, I was doing all of that while approving it. It was insane. But anyway, so there are these two probably freshly 21, 22-year-old either brothers or cousins. They were somehow related. And they move our stuff around. And so my house has a lot of just not safe for work photos, like, scattered throughout. And I just put more up. So, like, there was fresh ones. And so I guess my husband was watching the cameras, and he goes, I guess he watched one of the guys lean in and like look at the picture, and like you could tell he was like confused for a second, but then called his buddy over, and then they were both looking at all the different photos and then taking photos of them. And I'm like,
he's taking the photos for me.
Like, taking photos. And all I can say is, like, I wish I could have seen their face, because we don't have a camera in my office. So I wish I could have seen their face when they saw the like the threesome one that I have, because that one is like spectacularly not safe for work. Like, spectacularly.
That's like one of those times where, because like we have the like outdoor cameras around the house, and then we have the one in the kitchen. And it, the way our house is with like the open concept, like you can see the kitchen, the living room down like one of the hallways, mm-hmm. and then back into the back, like starting towards the back of the house. And I just, some of the things we've caught on that camera, well, some of the things we've caught, not safe, but other stuff, like, we were out, where were we? We were out at dinner, maybe, somewhere, and, like, I have it turned on to get notifications for the indoor camera. Ian doesn't, because I work from home, right? So, like, my office is in the back of the house. If the kitchen camera goes off and I look and all of my dogs are in the room with me, I know, like, oh, cool, like, something's weird. So, like, I keep it on. We were out, and it goes off. Now, keep in mind, Appa, the youngest dog, is just now coming up on, like, 8 months. And he's
so cute, though.
He's cute. It goes a little insane, but he's cute. So he goes into his house when we leave still. The other ones don't. Hondo does if we leave for a long time because the poor guy's got anxiety. He'll chew pillows and everything like that. So, but we put his kennel in the middle of the living room so all the other dogs, because they lay on the couch while we're gone. Yeah. The camera goes off. Now, in the past couple months, when that happens, usually, like, we open it and it's like, ow! Like, just these horrendous howls. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, like, of course, all the other dogs are just staring at him like, shut the fuck up.
Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah. This time, we open it. And this dog is on his back in the kennel, like, is it the Sistine Chapel where, like, it's the angel or whatever the hell the figure is, like, pointing, like, the...
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. splayed out pointing. Mm-hmm. He's on his back. His back legs are full up in the corner of the kennel. He's got one arm through the front, like, of the kennel, like, pointing his paw just in the thing. He's not asleep. He's just laying there.
Oh, my God.
And so, at first, I was like...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was, like, zooming in. I was like, is his breath? And he was breathing, so I was like, okay. And that's, like, one of the things we've caught. But I can't say... I've seen people when we had somebody in to, like, they were, like, looking to... because it was when we were doing our roof. And they had, like, come in and out, and they would look at all our nerdy stuff. All of my not safe for work is, like, back in this, like, my reading room. And they didn't have to come in here. But, like, even just the nerdy things, it always cracks me up because, like, some of the stuff we have, I can tell, like, they walk in and they're like, adults live here? Like, just adults? And I'm like, yup. So I genuinely, like, really approve, like, I really enjoy when there's, like, stories of people being like, I did not realize that they could see this.
It was hysterical. Yeah. I was like, I love this. I love this journey.
Like, the best is not that they just saw it and were like, oh my God, look, it's the, like, I want to know, like, where did they send those pictures? Did they keep them for future reference? Fair enough. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, sure. I mean, there's a lot of bookish ones too. And so I'm just like, all right, like, go for it, my dudes. Like, I don't know. They're like,
honestly, I really like it. I wish more men were, you know? I feel like if more men read Smut, it'd be a better world. I'm just saying.
I agree. 100%.
They'd reap the benefits. I'm just saying.
They really would.
Now, you mentioned briefly our baby Shadow.
Yes.
So, for those of you who haven't read Gothic Grove yet, first off, go read it. Like, stop right now and go read. Second, you'll know... Well, you'll most likely know, because from, like, the kind of the promo for Heavy as a Crown, that book two centers around another, I almost said couple, but not quite, a throuple.
Yep.
So what can readers expect out of Heavy as the Crown?
So Heavy as the Crown follows... Which again, the promos make it a spoiler, like, make it, I guess, like, if you haven't read.
I was going to say, this is dropping the day, because it drops Friday, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's the 22nd, yeah. March 22nd. This is dropping on the 21st, so, like, all the promos been up, guys.
Yes.
Also, you're the author, you're allowed. You know, I'm going to give you a pass.
Thank you. I think that's how it works.
I think
So it follows Drago, Shadow, and Ava. And so you meet all of them in book one, and honestly, originally did not expect any of them to decide to be main characters. And then they did, and I was like, cool, awesome. And you guys all want to be together. I'm here for it.
How does that happen? Sorry to interrupt, but how does that work for you? Like, you literally just, like, as you're writing, like, you have the characters that are, like, kind of like, hey, like, fighting to be like, no, I got a story to tell, basically.
Yeah, so, like, originally Ava's character was going to be an ex of Kieran's and was not going to be the greatest.
Okay.
Then I started writing her, and I really liked how her and Astraea's relationship started, like, growing. Like, for some reason, it was just like, here we are. And then there is a scene in Gothic Grove where... And this was kind of where the turning point was, where I was like, oh, okay, you guys all want to be together. Got it. Okay, that's where we'll go. Like, they're like, like, Shadow is like, no, excuse me. Like, this is what we need. But the shower scene where, like, you know, Ava and Shadow are doing some things, and he makes a comment of, like, you know, you're not going to say Drago's name while we're getting it on, essentially the safer way of saying that. And yeah, so then it was like, huh, all right, how do I want to do this? And then it was just like, I think they all want to be together because Shadow and Drago have always, like, had a thing. And so I was like, well, it would make sense for all of them. Like, they all seem to want to be there. So that is how it went. And I was like, cool. But yes, the characters pop into my brain and I sound nuts talking about it like that. But, like, it is, that's how it is.
I think that, I honestly, that I think probably results in more in-depth, you know what I mean? Like, more rounded characters. Because, like, they're real to you, but that does make it sound, you know what I mean? Like, they make it more, yeah, okay. We are, like, on the verge of, yes. Like, is this schizophrenia? Or just imagination?
Yeah.
It's a fine line, you know?
That's how it is. So, in Heavy in the Crown, like, you, like, that's what you see is their, like, developing relationship. The biggest difference, or one of the big differences, is the first part of that book is their backstory. So you see them before Gothic Grove. And so you get their history, which was really important for me, especially for Shadow.
Okay.
So now, yeah.
Spice-wise, Gothic Grove, just some good scenes. More, less, same?
Well, my dear, sweet, lovely friend who I just adore, did message me and say, if I get pregnant again, it is because of Heavy is the Crown and I'm blaming you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so one, love that vibe. Love that. Love knowing we get more spice even more because Gothic Grove was fantastic with the spice. But two, also, like, wow. What a responsibility there. Like, I feel like if you're to blame, you should automatically at least be the godmother. Like, I think that's how that works.
Right? You know, just like...
It's like a place, like, of honor.
You know, maybe, like, take a character's name from the book. Like, something like that.
Ooh. I will say, I've started doing that with my brother and my sister-in-law. They're not telling anyone the name. And we are 54 days out. And they just, like, won't tell anyone. They picked it, finally. They literally picked it, I think... a little bit ago, I think. Mm. Either way, so I literally just consistently send, like, cool names. And, like, I'm waiting for either, like, Jen or Bryce to pick up on it because they're all book names. And I just keep rapid fire sending them. And, like, I know they're probably like, where is she coming up with these? Because, like, they don't read the books I read. But yep. I'm just like, it wasn't until, again, guys, you know, I don't have kids. Nobody really in my family has had a kid. Like, my close family has had a kid where, like, you know, I'm going to be pretty involved in I don't know how long. So, like, I don't have, like, literally only a couple of my friends, including Jack, have kids, right? So, like, I've never been on this side of, like, the naming. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, you're naming a human.
Yep.
What? And so... I don't know how you pick, first off. So I can't even imagine having to pick a book character that you're so invested in, let alone a human. I can't. So good on you, because you've done it for characters and children. So your decision-making skills, the least your friend could do. Astraea is a cool name, I'm just saying.
I love it, first, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked, like...
I'm just throwing it out there. If you feel free, send my endorsement along.
Perfect. Be like, hey.
Like, listeners, if you could just drop some comments and just be like, yeah, man, that's a good name. Just saying.
So lots of spice, yes. Like, tons and tons. But lots of mental health rep. So that's the other thing, too, is this one is a lot darker than first book.
I was going to say, because that was part of what I loved about the first book, that you see, like, you know, if you have some, if you read dark romance, dark paranormal romance, obviously we harp on it all the time. Always check trigger warnings, always check content, all of that. Like, that is your responsibility as a reader. Mm-hmm. But also, a responsibility for authors like yourself is getting those issues on the page. Because representation of the various issues that people, whether it's straight depression, straight anxiety. And I say straight as in, like, that's, you know, specific types of things.
Yeah.
PTSD, SA, like, all sorts of things that you never know what somebody's, like, that's kind of, like, I always have to consistently kind of tell myself that, of, like, you never know what somebody's going through. Never.
Yep.
And, but on the flip side of that is we never know what somebody's going through because of, like, the stigma in our society. So, yep. Books like what you are writing, authors like you, are so important to the community as a whole, in my opinion. There have been quite a few books that I read and my heart is hurting for the character, but at the same time healing from knowing, like, you've seen the journey they go through and having it mirror something that I've gone through or a loved one has gone through.
Yes.
And I think that's beautiful.
I really wanted representation in my books for mental health, for LGBTQIA plus community. Also, I'm looking for sensitivity readers for some stuff for future books. So if you are interested, you should go to my Instagram and look to see what I'm looking for, because I want to make sure that I'm being a good representation of all communities as to the best of my ability.
And what's your Instagram handle? Just drop it in there.
Pacific Northwest Writing Witch.
Whoop, whoop. That's PNW Writing Witch, right?
Sorry, PNW. Yes. PNW.
Look at her. She's so fancy out in the Pacific Northwest. She's like, of course it's PNW. Everybody knows that out here. Guys,
yeah, I don't get used to that.
I think it's at least once a month. I just am like, I want to move out there. I want to move out there. I want to live by you. Don't tempt me. I genuinely, of all the places in the United States that I've been, and I've been all over the country, the Pacific Northwest is, I was out around Seattle for a while and around Portland were the two kind of main, and then the driving in between and everything. There's just something about it. There's something in the air out there. Like,
I love it. I really love it. I mean, like, Gothic Grove is, like, the city is based, which this sounds terrible, but it is based after Seattle and, like, Gotham City, like, those two had a baby. Like, that is what the city is, and then,
that is,
like,
literally the perfect description.
Right? Like, that is what,
the and, perfect, like, description.
Like, the weather and everything, like, it really is, like, a Washington, like, you, so in book two, you do go to Held, so you get another city, which is very much a, like, steampunk Las Vegas, so it is vastly different than
you're giving me
city.
Gotham City with Seattle and steampunk Las Vegas. Fucking sign me up. Do you have a travel agent or, like,
I know, right?
Steampunk Las Vegas? That's giving me a lot of images here.
Yeah, I'm so that you'll get a lot more of that in the rest of the books, but it's introduced in book two now. So you actually get, because that, like, I'm trying to think if that's a spoiler. I don't think it is. No, it's not. That's where Ava's from. So Ava is from Hell, which.
Because I wish you could watch her mental process. She's like, no, like the joy that went up her face. Like, no, it's not.
Like, I have to think it
through. The wheels were turning.
Is it or isn't it? I'm almost pretty much done with book three, and then I'm also writing, like, what could be book three, because the timeline occurs during book two. So, like, I have to, like, parse it all out in my brain when I'm talking about each book, because I'm like, fuck, does this occur in this book or this book? Because I'm in it, and I'm like, ah!
I was going to say, I can't imagine having to, like, stay on top of all that while you're promoting book two without spoiling book two. Like,
it's a lot.
You're better than me, because I'm telling you right now, like, the desk I see next to you, that would literally be covered with post-its to myself of, like, don't say this, do this, this,
it's, so the part that you can't see, like, literally has, like, I have, like, a notebook that has, like, all of my shit in it, and there is, like, post-it notes, like, scattered everywhere.
That makes me feel better. That makes me feel better. My desk at home and my, like, my work office, it's bad. I have, like, two separate notebooks going at all times of a to-do list, but then, like, a prioritized version of the to-do list.
Oh my god, we're the same
person. And then post-it notes to myself. And then a notebook for, like, actual notes as I'm doing stuff, like reminders, not a to-do list. And it's, I've got color-coded highlighters that I mark things off. Yes. Like, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then I've got the cat's towers in there. So, of course, the cats are, like, post-it note.
I'm like, ooh, yes.
I'm gonna fuck it up. So, yeah, that's always, every morning I go in and there's at least two or three post-it notes. Like, I have to, like, refine them. And sometimes they literally, I swear to God, they move them. They don't just, like, take them and run. They just, like, move them to the other side of the desk. And I'm like,
this is why Katara is not allowed in my office. Like, she can't. She used to be in here, like, when I would work. And I can't have her in here when I work anymore because she'll literally, steal stuff and run away with it.
Does she not just, like, sit and howl at your door?
Oh, so, no. So she has her own room. Fun facts for the world. Katara has her own room. She's her own room. So if we are, like, if I'm working, then, and she's generally, like, she'll be in her room. And then.
She'll be in her room.
Yeah. It's, she's a Savannah. So, like, if.
She's bigger. Yeah.
So she's just, she, and she will, like, she'll climb the French doors. So if she is out and I'm in here. Oh.
Oh, no, you're good now. You're good. Okay. I think I messed up. Yeah. I just, how big is she?
I haven't weighed her in a while. She's like a small dog. Like, yeah. She's like, she's
probably like Appa size now. Easily.
Yeah.
She's like 30 something pounds now. Although I swear to God, he's done growing, which is weird, but.
I would say she's probably like 15 pounds. Right now.
Well, but she's lean.
Yes, she is. She's long.
A little bulky. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm trying to, for anybody that doesn't understand, like, a Savannah cat, it's, what is this, serval?
Yeah.
Serval? Yeah, it's like a serval
cat. And a house cat.
Crust. And then there's multiple generations that you can do. Ian will forever be jealous. He has wanted a Savannah for so long, and then, but then is always like, we're never getting another cat. I'm like, my dude, you understand a Savannah's a cat, right? Like,
I mean, they're like a dog, like, they're basically a husky. Like, they're very smart. She's like very destructive if she's not like actually being like,
actually, yeah.
Yeah. And so
does she play with toys and stuff?
She plays with Nymeria, so she doesn't really play with toys. So for reference, okay. Nymeria is my Malamute German Shepherd mixed dog that's up to my hip. Like, she's giant, and they play together. So cool. She is a gem. So they play together really, like, it's really, like, distressing to some people that come over. They're like, oh my God, your dog is eating your cat. And I was like, give it 2 seconds. And then 2 seconds later,
and then Katara's, they flip.
Like, latching onto her.
Like, and I'm WWE, like, move, just like.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we have that with ours, not to that extreme per se, but like my old man, I'll make sure I don't like wake him up. He's next to me. Oliver, he makes these insane mean noises when he plays. Like, he sounds like he's about to kill someone. And then like Iris growls a lot. Like, they all make these weird ass noises. And so, like, anybody that comes over when they're playing, they're like, oh, my God. And I'm like, it fine. Is, I don't know how to explain it, but it's joy.
It's fine.
It's joy. It's
everybody's fine. Happy.
It's fine. So, I think also, though, they're, all of my dogs fall in line quite quickly with Minerva is the king, like, the queen of our house, mm-hmm. the tortie. She's an evil genius, so. She mm-hmm. hides out, like, in spaces knowing they'll walk by and then just...
Oh, my God. I love that.
And then the other one... Much. Well, my other one's the, you know, the part Mancoon, Oswald. He gets lost in my home, guys. I know I've said it before, but my home is not that big. It's really, really not. It's one story, and he gets lost, and we've lived here for long enough that he should not get lost. Let me put it that way. I love that. None of my cats are as cool as Katara, to be clear, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all right. So, if you, before we get to my little fun surprise for Jack, I've queued it up and everything. How, I'm trying to think, in like, just like, I know this is going to be hard for you and I apologize. Like, 1 to 2 sentences, heavy as the crown. What's your... I know.
I would say it is a spicy found family healing story.
Okay. I like it. Now, do you recommend people read Gothic Grove, right? Like,
Absolutely, yes.
I just want to make it clear for guys, even though it's kind of two separate focuses for the main, like, who we're focusing on in each book, they're not standalones. Also, just read Gothic Grove, for God's sakes, if you haven't. You should.
There's a lot of crossover, and there is, like Estrella and Kieran show up. Like, my characters never really, like, go away from, like, mm-hmm. each book. So, like, generally speaking, because I'm also a whore for, like, cameos and crossovers, they will always show up. So you'll always see somebody pop up. But, yes, you have to read Gothic Grove. Otherwise, it's just not going to make sense. Like, you're going to be, like, confused.
Fair enough. All right. Now, who did, like, your formatting and stuff for Heavy as the Crown? I hear it was a real bitch.
So hard to work with.
She's the worst. She's a diva.
The beautiful gem of a human being who gets so many unhinged fucking voice notes from me, Mads. She does all of my formatting, and she does all of the special edition, like, by all, I mean the one so far, but, like, slotted to do others of Gothic Grove. So she is just the best, and I love her. Like, she could not make the book any more gorgeous.
So full disclosure, as Mads has been formatting, she'll, like, hit a point, and she literally, no spoilers for me, I get these, like, little teases of, like, I can't wait for you to get to this part of the book, and I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I can't wait, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, are we talking, like, oh, no, I'm going to cry? Or, like, oh, like, and she's like, well, no, we'll have to see. And I'm like, you're such a bitch. But also, if it makes you feel better, she gets completely unhinged voice memos from me, but I'm not writing a book. Like, she just gets any of my random thoughts that happen, I send to Matt. Like, Matt's, I don't, and the thing is she probably does it with you. It doesn't faze her at all, but also that's because we, in turn, get crazy shit from her, so.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it.
As we call ourselves the Smut Collective.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Just mm-hmm. highly recommend getting yourself a group of women. I mean, you can have men, I guess, but, like, women. Just dedicated to smut, hyping each other up, and honestly having each other's backs, regardless of if we're right or wrong. Like, 100%. I could come in with the most heinous shit, and every single one of the women in the Smut Collective would be like, you're so right. You're mm-hmm. in the right. Like, fuck that part. Like, you know, like,
what honestly, tables are little, we flipping? Like, what are we doing? Like,
at least probably once a week, one of us has an issue and everybody else is like, who are we fighting? And, or like, I'm getting on a plane. Tell me now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. 10 out of 10, like, you have to have a group like that.
You have to. Find your people. All right. Guys, what I'm about to discuss, I will also be discussing Sunday. Don't worry. Jack, go ahead and open the first link I sent you from Instagram.
Okay.
And don't say what it is, but just, like, out loud, just thoughts with how highly anticipated it was. Actually, swipe, it gets worse.
Oh, no. Nope. Mm-mm. Is that, like...
Mm-hmm. What am I... Oh, there's multiple,
errors. Oh, my God. It just keeps going.
What
is happening?
Now, Check the price in the caption. Keeping in mind the length of the first three books.
I'm sorry. What?
So, Now, go to the, I think it was a TikTok I sent you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just take a gander at the other reveal that they had for them. So she told herself the story. The darkness and the flame deep within her was looking to her. And she sang it back to them. In a land long since burned to ash. This is one of those moments.
Oh my god, wait. What was that artwork? What was that artwork?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the artwork that's going to be in them. So, guys, knowing we're recording on March 20th, Wednesday, you might have guessed by now, I'm referring to the Fairy Loot Throne of Glass Special Editions for Assassin's Blade, Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, and Air of Fire. To say I'm disappointed. Yeah. Yeah. To say I'm disappointed would be an understatement. If you love them, this is nothing against you. Just, I want that out in the clear because I know a small portion of people are loving them, which honestly, again, I am happy for you. I wish I could like them. It's kind of like with the Crescent City graphic audio. I wish I could. Yes. The four books together are $200 plus shipping. They are, you might not notice, they're not digitally signed.
Also, that shipping is going to be so expensive, too, like, on top of that,
They have a stag that is not white on them. They have a black hawk.
Yeah, that was the one where I was like, really?
Yeah. The sprayed edges, the image that they're trying to do, has been done before by others in a much better way.
Yes.
And if it's the castle from the first couple books, they did a wooden castle, not stone and glass.
There's a lot here that's wrong.
There's a lot that's wrong. And then you get to the artwork. Now, this artist in particular is pretty prominent. I personally like a lot of their art for other series that they've done, specifically Wrath and Emily from Kingdom of the Wicked. Her face and like how they, her clothes and stuff, and a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And Wrath, his outfits and his like facial features, great. But the artist for this Throne of Glass work is not everyone's cup of tea. Their interpretations, I don't know. A lot of people probably are like, but some sleuths dug a little bit deeper. The artwork in that reel, a lot of it is available on the artist's shop. It's not it's recycled essentially art.
So why am I paying $200 for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then others, it's very clear that the artist, again, we don't have proof, but it seems very clear, let me put it that way. When you look, it looks like the artist took prior art, same form and everything, and literally just went in a different layer to layer on character.
Mm-hmm.
Daemon Targaryen into Rowan type thing. A scene with various characters most likely going to the Winter Ball is what I'm assuming, versus characters in the Night Court from an Akamath setup, like that sort of thing. But again, it's the artist's own artwork. So the artist did nothing wrong. That's not my problem here.
Mm-mm.
It's, if you're going to have special editions of a beloved series, you got to put some more effort into it.
Yes.
Not to mention for me, I could probably look past the dust jackets. It's the fact that the books, like the naked covers, are just white with gold foil. Like, it's just not, it feels like there's no passion in the project. Yes. Does that make sense? Like, it's very just meh to me. The cost is crazy. I've said this a couple times in the last couple months. A lot of big bookish creators or shops, I'll say, are slowly but surely, I understand inflation. Guys, I work in the financial world. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
But there's a fine line between blaming inflation and increased like, production costs and like just being greedy. Now, the other saga of this, the screenshot I sent you. So immediately when that Instagram post went up, and you guys probably did, I will say Instagram was being weird today. People had like messages, like they weren't getting notifications, but they'd open messages and there were a bunch. You would have to click on like an actual comment button or something to see comments, but you could still see them. That's important here. People's following counts were all over, like people were unfollowing and following things without doing it. Like they're basically, it was like one of those sweeps that Instagram does where it was like, you might have noticed you lost some followers today and you're like, what the hell? Or you might have like added followers to your following list. It was happening. It was one of those glitches. Immediately when that Instagram post went up, I was like looking and like I said, most people don't like these. But early on, as I was scrolling, I'd literally see comments disappearing. And it was enough that I was like, people aren't deleting these. Either somebody with fairy loot is, or like something's happened, or they're hiding. Like you can hide comments, you can delete them, whatever. And then at one point, a couple other people were messaging me and they're like, it looks like they like straight up turned comments off now. And then they came back. So it almost to me sounded like there were like two separate social media people with fairy loot. One was just policing them and one was like turning them off. And then they were like not communicating to each other. Well, they posted a story that was like, hey, like, we're aware that this is happening. Like, it's not us. It's an Instagram glitch. And I was like, that's really serendipitous. Because this is probably one of the first times that they've had that big of a backlash that quickly. Normally, their backlash is because they're not great with having enough stock or dealing with scalpers. Like, their systems just don't keep out scalpers or resellers. They don't. So, I'm just really disappointed.
I mean, like, I'm looking at, like, this like, my special edition shelf is, like, right there. And I'm looking at, like, the special editions that I've, like, paid money for, like, and the ones that I have, I've never gotten any fairy loot ones, but the ones that I have, like, the off-campus series, like, I felt like those were done really, really well, or I have some other ones by the author of the Bargainer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blanking on the series name, but like, you know, the horseman.
Yeah, I know.
And those are gorgeous. Like, no matter how you display them, they're beautiful and like really well done.
So there's, I think it's the acrylic book nook. You might've seen them. They do like sets. They have a throne of glass set with dust jackets, sprayed edges, a gorgeous box that comes in, little surprises that you get for it. The entire set, $325 with shipping.
See, that's worth it.
Yeah. You're charging me $200 plus shipping for the first four books, three of which are small. What are you going to charge for
when you get to the co-op? Rest of the series? Like, Kingdom of Ash is like a beast. Like
Tower of Dawn's a beast. Like, honestly, no. Yeah, and they also just say, like, they plan on doing it in the future. So you don't know how long you're going to have to wait. So I'm more like, this is a set, and I know it sounds blasphemous. You're probably like, Blake, what do you mean? You're one of, like, the top SJM fans. I am. And I personally, like, I have, and you can see them right here, I have all of the original paperbacks.
That's what I have.
I think I have Assassin's Blade, I have the original hardcover. I have the 10th anniversary of Throne of Glass in hardcover. And I think I randomly have a Kingdom of Ash of, like, the special edition that came out for Kingdom of Ash. I found it at BAM, like, 2 years after it released, somehow. I don't know. It was in one of those, like, back corners, and I, like, picked it up, and I was, like looking around, run, like, nobody.
Run.
It's mine. So, all three of those are obviously, first off, like, I guess the Assassin's Blade and Kingdom of Ash are, like, the same editions per se, but not really, because one was like the special whatever and then one's an anniversary. I don't have the full series in hardcover. I was so I literally at the time where I was like, I will pay whatever for these. I will pay whatever when they announced them, and then I'm like, I will pay whatever, but not for these.
Yep.
Like
100%.
I feel as though I just worry that they knew that most of the fandom, because there's not that many sets for yep. Throne of Glass, like, special editions, really crazy good ones, at least from, like, yep. you know, like, suppliers that you trust. Like, I know a lot of people yep. have been scammed for, like, oh, they, like, oh, yeah, we'll send you a set with spray debt, like, a bunch of stuff. And I feel as though they might have taken advantage.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it
feels of that. Like. And they're like, oh, we can, like, take it easy, and people will still buy it.
Yes.
So I'm really curious to see how this plays out, because they were getting roasted on Insta. They were getting roasted on Twitter. They were getting or X, whatever the fuck it's called. They were getting roasted on TikTok. Like, one of the comments on the Insta, like, on the Insta post that I saw was, capitalism did not pop off today. And that oh sent me. I was dying laughing. The one below it was, okay, Fairylude, haha, you can show me the real ones now.
Yeah.
And those comments both had, like, last I looked, was, like, almost 700 likes and, like, 550 likes on comments.
That is just, like, I wouldn't pay for yeah. those. Like, I just it's, wouldn't. Like, and because I wouldn't display them either. So if I'm going to pay that much money, thing. Like, I want to display those. Like, that's,
yeah,
like, that is the purpose of special editions like that.
For me, the sprayed edge is really the quality of it, the mm-hmm. the coloring, and then the fact that that scene is exactly what's on mm-hmm. a couple other special editions that did them better.
Yep.
I,
yeah.
Yeah. The artwork is upsetting, but I don't want people to go after the art, the no. artist, because it's their own work. Is it maybe, like, frowned upon among artists? Maybe. I mean, to recycle, like, the standard pose, like, everything, and then just kind of flip the face? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not an artist. I don't feel like I can opine on that other than I to say, like, I probably wouldn't. Yeah. Especially for a project like this. But
I also feel like yeah, fairly, I just needed you. It's on them for approving that, too. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, for being like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, this will work or whatever. And so, again, I feel like it was, like, because, like, the artist can do whatever they want with their stuff. And, mm-hmm. like, that's the first time I've seen that artist. So, like, I don't, like, I should go look at the rest of their stuff to see how I like it before, like, I judge the artist. But I wasn't a fan of that, of theirs.
That, yeah, exactly, exactly. Because yeah. that's exactly, I don't like their Throne of Glass interpretations. But, like I said, the Kingdom of the Wicked, great. Some of the Crescent City I really liked. Some Agatar, others I was not like, mm-hmm. you know, but I just needed, I knew that you would like maybe be interested in that set too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I gotta see Jack. I gotta see yeah. what her reaction is. Cause mm-hmm. needless
I've
to say,
I've never
like,
replaced
the,
mine. Like I have the, like you said, like I have yeah. the originals. I've never got, I haven't even gotten the new covers. Like I have
no, I don't have the new covers either.
YA covers that I like grabbed off the shelf, the very mm-hmm. first ones, like that's what I have. Like they're very well yeah. loved.
And yeah, I was gonna say because of that, and you can't get them anymore. I'm like terrified if I reread it's on Kindle now because I'm like
yes.
I'm not touching them.
No, they stay. They are in fact in a shelf that is not even like out in the main population. They
yeah,
are
no,
like,
it's like
in the bedroom.
Yep. Exactly. Well. I know you're a busy, busy lady. You've got to get back to your work today.
Sadly, yes.
I can call and be like, sorry, I've taken her hostage. Like, right. I'll do that for you. But, guys, we are less than 48 hours away.
From it's really crazy to me, and I don't know how to process that. Also, if you have questions, we are Little Wicked Book
oh, yeah.
Talks. Me and Eli are doing a Instagram Live tomorrow, so at 4 p.m. 4 p.m.? 5 p.m.?
I thought it was 8 p.m. Eastern, so 5 p.m.
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m.
Can we appreciate that I had the
Good
right
job.
Time?
Good job!
Ooh, I never have a right Good date job. Or time, guys. What?
Thank you.
I'm so proud of myself right now. Like, oh my god, I'm blushing. Like,
I love
here
that.
Am I. No, that'll be you, and then it's Elijah's at Little Wicked. Book box.
Yes.
Okay. And that's Instagram.
Yes, it'll be on Instagram. So if you have questions for me, questions for her, if you have questions for the characters and like want to ask anybody from Gothic Grove anything, you know, I've already been, there's already a question about if Drago was going to take another mate, could they volunteer as tribute? So, you know.
Just because like, I'm sure. Could I jump to the front of that list?
Yep, we'll just, yes, come on in.
Okay.
We're just
okay,
creating cool. basically like, just like a club here of like, we're joining.
Perfect. Yes. It's what I love to hear. All right. So let's see. Most likely me and Caitlin, we'll see for Sunday. We'll be back for House of Earth and Blood. You know, I'll retouch on this whole fairy loot thing because I need some more time to, also that gives us time to see if they respond to anything. Mm-hmm, so that's, I'm very curious about that. And then, just a, I don't know if it's a reminder. I don't know if I've said it. We're taking like a quote unquote, like spring break. So next week we will not have a Thirsty Thursday or a House of Earth and Blood. We'll be back the following Thursday. April, give me a second, 4th? That seems right. That seems right. We'll be back on the 4th, but you'll have an episode this coming Sunday, and I will remind everyone, but I wanted everybody to know. And then, oh, book club is Sunday. God, I keep doing this. Sunday, April 7th at 8 p.m. God, guys, if I got any of those wrong, feel free to roast me. It's fine, especially after I just, like, was bragging on myself. And I think that's it. So, Jack, thank you for joining us, especially thank on your you. Busy day.
I really am it.
Pumped. I'm going to join that live tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Yay! Yay!
And yes, then I will be reading this weekend, and you'll hear about it if you hurt my feelings.
If you pre-order, by the way, drop the proof on my Instagram. There's a form because I will be sending out free bookmark stickers and not safe for work and safe for work artwork for every pre-order of the Kindle edition. So yes, that's my last like input there.
There we go. You guys got it. All right. So with that, guys, thank you. With that, have a great rest of your week. And as always, XOXO, the cadre. Bye.
Bye.